name is Angie Cat. Yes, I Angie Cat. Tango mini car, tango mini skirt, tango maxi hawk. They were Stella's team. We were Pillow's banners. I love what you mean. I love Che Guevara and Ludolo King.
Oh yeah, you caught me singing along with Angie Cat like I've been doing for 15 years right here on Luxurious Music, occasionally with a .com at the end. And Angie Cat isn't the only cat in the room. There's a cat who is our big boss lady, and her microphone is on.
Far from boss lady. More like den mother. And with clean hair, I washed my hair on before I came. Uh-oh. So it's a different hairstyle than you might be accustomed to seeing.
Are you scared?
No! Stay away with the camera. I am not camera ready. This is day 14, so you can only imagine what I look like. But we're so grateful that you're listening to this amazing program, Christian Hoffman's Pepperland Spice Rack.
I didn't pay her to say that.
No. Well, you don't have to. I freely give all of my adulation to you, Mr. Hoffman.
Well, also, it's listener-sponsored.
Indeed. So won't you go to store.luxuriamusic.com and find a way to celebrate the wonder and the splendor of Pepperland Spice Rack so we can keep it on the air for another 25 years? How long have you been doing this show, Christian?
I think it's 15, but it could
be
longer.
We can use another 15 easily. I'll stick around for that. Okay. I will. I might come in with my walker, but I'll be all right. Go to store.luxuriamusic.com. I'm going to spruce up the store a little bit since I just got here. So thank you so much. Well, thank you on the air.
Yeah. And so now we'll go on to the actual show, which we will we will have time to do this in between those begging and cajoling announcements.
Cajoling, yes. Begging? No. Never.
Wheedling. We're wheedling.
Everyone loves
it's a new
us.
Dance.
They want to help us survive.
In any case, there's lots of great birthdays this week. There's Roger Daltrey. There's Mike Dabo. There's Brian Jones. There's Karen Carpenter. And there's Lou Reed. And some of them are still alive, which is weird. But the other thing is, it's also Oscar night. So because Oscar so rarely nominates or even more rarely awards an Oscar to a deserving soundtrack, I have brought about 150 soundtracks that never got nominated for anything, so I won't have time to get to them all. But we'll start with a quick little Roger Daltrey song, and he's singing. He didn't write it. He did co-write a couple of Who songs, but we'll get through that, and I'll have his little bio in my hand by the time it's over, and then we'll move on with all sorts of crazy music.
Out!
Well, you wonderful kids out there in Radio Land, I thought I forgot that the thing that I wrote out my bios of all the people I'm doing tributes to this weekend. I thought, well, that'll be easy. I won't have to talk as much or as bore the audience as much, but then I found it. So Roger Harry, not Harold. It's weird that he was named the Cavalier name of Harry rather than Harold as a middle name. Daltrey was born on March 1st, 1944, still with us, born in Hammersmith Hospital, East Acton, London, during, this is the scary part, Kat, you can have a cough during this part because it's so horrifying. He was born during a World War II bombing raid. Can you imagine? I guess we can't imagine because there's these things happening in Gaza and the Ukraine. I'm sorry I said that. So anyway, he was the eldest of three kids. His dad, Harry, was an insurance clerk, but was called to fight in the war. And mom, Irene, and Roger were evacuated to a farm in Scotland. And so he met Pete Townsend and John Entwistle at Acton County Grammar School, magical instance. They stayed together. There's a long story of them starting the actual Who. He was in the skiffle group called the Detours in 1957. Just a whole bunch of crazy stuff. I'll play some more Who songs and we'll... did I set one up? Oh, yes, I did. So that's good. So we'll play a couple more Who songs and then I'll tell you a little bit more about Roger and then we'll get to some soundtracks too.
Herm has been gone for a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Herman's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
This doesn't sound like Roger Daltrey to me. This does.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out. Sometimes I feel I gotta get
kids are all right. The kids are all right.
Okay, I'm a little bit more focused now, and I can share some more fun facts about birthday boy Roger Daltrey. Let's see, he he was noted, it was funny, when he joined a skiffle group called the Detours, he was noticed, according to Wiki, for using his fists to impose discipline. Just thinking, peace, bro, you darn hippie. And Daltrey explained, I grew up in a tough neighborhood. Townsend quipped, Roger was a great pupil until he was expelled. And so in any case, I thought those were some juicy little things to say about him. He also starred in Ken Russell's film Tommy, and he also starred in another Ken Russell film called Listomania, and he starred as Franz Liszt. And The Who continued after Keith Moon died for a long time, and they actually had the Small Faces drummer Kenny Jones in it for a while. But Roger decided he didn't like Kenny Jones as a drummer, who was like only one of the greatest drummers in the world, and he said, Kenny Jones is the wrong place. But in any case, they continued through till 2016, was it? 2010 at least. And they did Quadrophenia and all these other records. But the best thing about Roger Daltrey is in Wiki, he has no personal life. So we're left with the notions that he settled disputes with his fists and that he sang great songs like this one.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday.
Oh,
So I looked it up on Google instead of Wiki, because in Wiki, Roger Daltrey has absolutely no personal life whatsoever. And one thing that is kind of romantic about him, that's funny as well, is he was married to American model Heather for over 50 years. And then he quotes, "Infidelity should never be a reason for divorce." So on that cheery thought, go ahead and, you know, measure that in your mind, what it actually means. And I'll play one more song with Roger Daltrey singing lead, and then we'll make some announcements and stuff. Kind of a quick fade. It's sort of cinematic. In any case, so here we are. We're going to have a little announcement before I play some soundtracks that were never nominated for an Oscar. So, Kat, do you care to weigh in just a little bit with a quick reminder?
Oh, I've been listening to the music, and I've been so... And you know how you get kind of mesmerized by it and you forget everything? I almost forgot that today is the last day of our 2025 sponsorship drive, where we are trying to gather the wherewithal to have our operating costs covered for the year. We need $33,000 for our budget this year. That takes care of our live studio, all of our streaming fees, our insurance payments, our... royalties to ASCAP, BMI, Sound Exchange, all of that stuff.
You actually pay those people?
Oh, absolutely. We pay all of our responsibilities, yes.
I'm going to play a whole bunch of my songs on here now.
And if it sounds, oh, there you go. And if it sounds like, you know, not a lot of money, and why are we whining about it? It's because it's not a lot of money on purpose. No one here gets paid, and we really do take every dime that you sponsor us at, and we put it right into the operation of the radio station. So we would really love it if we could learn your name and all the great places where you're living and listening right now, like Felton, Delaware, Enrico, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Enrico, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Santa Clara, California, Denver, Colorado, all the great places. Goleta is listening. You know a little bit about Santa Barbara and Goleta, don't you?
I sure do. Goleta, our poor stepsister.
Oh, Talmadge, Ohio. There's so many great cities and towns all across the world that are listening to Luxuria Music right now. And it's because of nice people who have given in the past. So we're looking for you to be that nice person today and be our listener in the future who's supporting us, our sponsor in the future. So please go to store.luxuriamusic.com so we can make it through 2025 into 2026. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you on the air as soon as you come back. Christian will.
Okay. So now I turned my voice off because I was going to play a wonderful song by the Boss Tweeds from a film that the name is in the song. And so I'll play a few more crazy soundtrack items and then we'll get back to birthdays.
If you want wild living, fast, and if you want to end up giving your all, let me call. Pussycat is living reckless, pussycat is right high. If you think that you can tame her, well, just you try. It's sad she doesn't say what's wrong from right. She's running fast and free, child of the night. In her life there'll be no time for love. You'll never take her, make up your mind. You will find pussycat, she's living reckless, pussycat, she's riding high. If you think that you can tame her, well, just you try. Yeah, just you try. Come on and come on and try. Come on and try. Yeah, come on and try.
And here's a little song from a movie called Performance you might be familiar with. Oops, that's the wrong one. This is the one.
Down in San Antone on a hot and dusty night, we were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know that some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. Well, you're a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the mess red executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the great red man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing.
Just don't know why you don't get an Oscar with a lyric like "You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick." I just don't know. It's really unfair. Here's a lovely song from a movie called Modesty Blaze.
She is the dream you never found. But then you'll find no time to dream at all whenever modesty's around. Modesty, modesty, she'll strike you dumb with just a single glance, or just a single glancing blow. Exactly why she slays so many men, no man alive will ever know. Modesty, modesty, she'll turn your head, though she might use a judo pole. And on her shoulder's a chip made of solid gold. Strike you dumb with just a single glance, or just a single glancing blow. Exactly why she slays so many men, no man alive will ever know. Modesty, modesty.
There goes modesty. Let's see what happens if I push this button. We get a cute little soundtrack out of it.
Please step inside just for a while. I want to befriend you and just make you smile. You've nothing to lose, I've nothing to gain. I shall not molest you, I shan't rape your brain. Friends we'll become, friends we will stay, friends till forever, not just today. Please don't deceive, please don't pretend, just be my companion and friend to the end.
So that was the delightful Ray Davies and the Kinks, and they were playing and singing the song Just Friends, which was the theme song of the movie Percy. And it's one of those songs that says, please don't, it just says, I shall not molest you, I shan't rape your brain, which I think is a lovely song and line and should have been nominated for an Academy Award. And so now I'm going to make an announcement about our pledge drive that we're very excited to share. Jude Zimmerman in North Carolina is a chat computer sponsor, and Stephen Clayton of Orange, California is a one-time sponsor. So thank you so much.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for helping us out while I'm not on.
I promise I shall not molest you. I shan't rape your brain. And here's Kat.
Isn't he delightful? Isn't he just a hoot, Mr. Christian Hoffman? He is. And thank you for supporting this show, Pepperland Spice Rack, a show you cannot hear. And I say cannot hear because terrestrial stations cannot carry this show. Christian, he just lets it go. He's just very much Christian, all the time. No filter, just totally fun. And if you like this show and you want to hear the show every Sunday at noontime, California time, then thank you for sponsoring it right now at store.luxuriamusic.com. So luxuriamusic.com can continue to provide space for a great show like Pepperland Spice Rack. It's not going to happen unless we get all the money. And today is the last day of the drive. So don't make me freak out. I've been here 14 days.
You have a great vocal range.
Oh, you're very kind to me, sir. And that's a high compliment coming from you.
Yeah, we'll make a record together by next pledge drive. And that's a promise and a threat.
Go to store.luxuriummusic.com.
Okie dokie. So now I'm going to get to a birthday from this weekend. And that is Mike Dabo. And he was born March 1st, 1944, and apparently is still alive. And he was the lead singer of Manfred Mann from 1966 on. So you should differentiate between him and Paul Jones, whose birthday I celebrated earlier this month. And he was the lead singer of Manfred Mann before Mike Dabo. Anyway, Mike Dabo was born in Betchworth. I just love an English name. What's your hometown? Betchworth, Surrey, UK. His mom was Dorothy Primrose, British much. His dad was Edward Nassau Nikolai Dabo. And he was a London stockbroker, and he was of Dutch and Dutch East Indies heritage. So that's colonists much. Anyway, here's some things about in his bio that are very weird because they don't have much about what really happened to him in his life. According to UK journalists, and this is a direct quote, Mike has eyes that change from blue to green to brown. according to the light. Or I was thinking like according to the reefer, or you know, groovy love bush, or whatever you want to say. Anyway, he was schooled at Cambridge to become a priest, but he saw, this is weird, how could anybody ever say this? He saw a disconnect between a strange, impractical philosophy called religion and the real goes to bring comfort to people and understanding in the world. So he decided not to become a priest, and instead he went on to be a lead singer, a sometimes compositionator, and I'll play you some of his fun Manfred Mann songs, and I'll also play, he played King Herod in the original version of Jesus Christ Superstar. So here's Mark Dabo telling Jesus to walk across my swimming pool.
You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you've said.
So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need to, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you've made round here. You are all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. I only ask things I'd ask any superstar. What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with this bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you King of the... Get out! Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out of my life.
So that was Mike Dabo playing King Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar. But before that, he was the member of Manfred Mann during their kind of pop journey after their more bluesy early journey. And here's one of the songs that he sang that's really super cute.
So you're fine. finally name the day. So you're signing your name the day.
So Mike Dabo was not only a fantastic lead singer with a great band, but he also wrote some songs, some of which are kind of cutesy pie like that one. But also he wrote this one that's like an incredible great standard covered by so many people. This is the first version of Handbags and Glad Rags. Of course, Rod Stewart and loads of other people recorded it later. But this was written by one Mr. Mike Dabo, Birthday Boy.
Ever see the blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side? Ever see the young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat to you? Once I was a young man and I thought all I had to do was smile, baby. You are still a young girl and you bought everything in style. But once you think you're in, you're out, cause you don't mean a thing without the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat to you.
Think of a man who can write an anthem like that, and then this is another one of his hits that another person sang. Mike Dabo wrote this.
Around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around and then worst of all, I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore if you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you.
Okay, we're going to play a couple more great songs that Mike Dabo sang lead for in Manfred Mann, and we'll have a little announcement because it's Pledge Drive moments, and then we will get to a few more Oscar non-entries.
Ha ha, said the clown. Has the king lost his crown? Is the knight being tied on romance? Ha ha, said the clown. Is it bringing lost your chance? Feeling low, got to go see a show in town. Hear the jokes, have a smoke, and I laugh at the clown. In a world, see a girl with a smile in her eyes. Never thought I'd be brought right down by her lies. In a trance, watch her dance to the beat of the drums. Now sweating brown, I'm all fingers and thumbs. Wonder why I hit the sky when she blows me a kiss. In a wild run of mouth, I'm regretting all this. Ha ha, said the clown. Has the king lost his crown? Is the knight being tied on romance? Ha ha, said the clown. Is it bringing me down? The night being tied on romance. Ha ha, said the clown. Is it bringing you down that you lost your chance? Ha ha, said the clown. Has the king lost his crown? Is the night being tied on romance?
despair. Every girl and boy, but when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. Sugar sweet, but jumping queues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees feeding pigeons on a limb, but when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Someone on everyone's toes, but when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
So there, happy birthday to Mike Dabo, who my diligent researchers in Chatland have found was that his mother was a member of aristocracy, and so he's fancy. His background is rather fancy, and I'm always glad when you do that because I skim the bio so I can get to the show on time. In any case, we are in Pledge Drive moment to try and keep luxurious music on the air, as you may have heard, and Kat will maybe tell you another little story about that right now.
A little story is we haven't had a sponsorship since 1227. It is now 1257, so you do the math. We could really use your support, and we can see that there are so many wonderful people listening to Christian's show and listen to him every week. And if you enjoy this show, all we want to do is keep the station going so we can continue to offer it to you. So no matter where you're living, Luxurious Music is all for you. Go to store.luxurymusic.com. Do what you can to keep us going. We have records you can thank yourself with in the store. Christian's music, as a matter of fact, when you go to store.luxurymusic.com, you can click on the picture of him along with, who's the name of the guy with the great big white wig that you were doing shows with?
Prince Poppycock.
Of course, Prince Poppycock and Christian. And you click on that and it'll take you to Christian's store where you can get all kinds of really great music that Christian has made himself and with his band, The Mumps. And Petula Clark is in there, some albums that he brought in to share with you. So please go to store.luxurymusic.com. You can either thank yourself for a gift, with a gift, you can sponsor a piece of studio equipment like the turntables that Christian uses every single Sunday. You can just give us a one-time sponsorship. Whatever is right for you, we're here for you. Be there for us, won't you? Go to store.luxuriamusic.com.
So I usually do a station identification at the top of the hour, which we're fast approaching, but I don't think I need to do that right now because we've already identified several times over the course of this hour. So I'm going to get back to playing a few soundtracks that were never nominated for anything that are fantastic soundtracks, and I highly recommend them. And here's the theme song from the movie called Mary Jane. Guess what that's about?
Not a new girl in town, and you knew she'd been around. You met her on a rainy day, and she made the clouds go away. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane. She brought you a thrill that's new, but they say she's not for you. Though at the time she filled a need,
oh, where can this loneliness lead? Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane. Can anyone believe her? Some take her, some leave her. Whether right or whether wrong, Mary Jane, where do you belong? Don't let yourself hit the sky, her high can mean goodbye. Until you know that she's for you, go slow and to yourself be true. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane. Can anyone believe her? Some take her, some leave her. Whether right or whether wrong, Mary Jane, where do you belong? Don't let yourself hit the sky, her high can mean goodbye. Until you know that she's for you, go slow and to yourself be true. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane.
So here's the lead song from a movie called Ultraviolet's Hot Parts. On the back of the album, it says, in huge capital letters, this film is mostly about sex. Then it says, this music is mostly about love. And the first song is written by Mike Brown, who wrote all the songs for the Left Banke, and it's sung by Steve Martin, who was the lead singer of the Left Banke, but they don't call it the Left Banke, they call it Steve Martin, and it's called 2x2, and it's really beautiful.
If I showed you that I knew the way, would you call my name tonight? If I told you what I feel today, would you come and stay with me? Say 2x2, I've got to get through slowly.
what does the sophisticated, rarefied, luxury music listener want to hear on Oscar night? Why, the theme song to Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs. And this is a movie that you might look up on wherever you look these things up, because it's starring Vincent Price, Fabian, and actors that are called Franco and Ciccio. They don't have last names. I wonder if that's some sort of novelty thing. In any case, it's weird because the theme song for Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs is called Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs, and it's sung by the Sloopies. Oop.
A girl bum. Whenever he wants, the whole world turns on. He just twists the dial, and suddenly you'll see him smile. Each girl is
okay, so one more movie soundtrack song that was never nominated for an Oscar before our little wheedling break. But this is from a film called The Magic Christian, and Peter Sellers is supposedly singing this song. I play this song regularly on Pride Month as well, because it sounds very thithy.
I met him at a party just a couple of years ago. He was rather overhearty and ridiculous. But as I'd seen him on the screen, he cast a certain spell. So I basked in his attraction for a couple of hours or so. His manners were a fraction too meticulous. If he was real or not, I couldn't tell. But like a silly fool, I'm mad about the ball. I know it's stupid to be mad about the ball. Ashamed of it, but must admit the sleeplessness I've had about on the silver screen. He melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of a candle. Lord knows I'm not a fool, girl. I really shouldn't care.
the flurry of her first affair. Well, it ever cloyed this odd diversity of misery and joy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again. Hello, because I'm mad at the ball. Oh, God.
Peter Sellers' golden moment, and I do mean golden. In any case, now it's time for a little more wheedling and loving, going in both directions.
Oh, both directions. Well, here's a direction for you to go in.
I am going to say a big, grand, hearty thank you to one Mr. Ralph Spears, what a great name, at Avondale Estates in Georgia. One-time sponsorship. Thank you so much.
Yay, the first one of the second hour.
I wonder if he donated that before I played Mad About the Boy.
I don't know.
We'll figure that out next year.
Thank you, Ralph. That was so kind of you.
Thank you so much.
And now, Ralph, I hope will inspire you to go to store.luxurymusic.com if you haven't already. This is the last day of our formal 2025 listener sponsorship drive. We are at 34% of our goal. $33,000 is our operating budget for 2025. Won't you help us get the wherewithal to stay on the air? We've been doing it for 25 years. We don't do it alone. We always do it with your help. You are the powerful listener in the listener sponsor connection. So thank you so much in advance for going to store.luxurymusic.com and finding your way to help Luxury Music stay here all the time for you.
I just wanted to offer a little bit of historic gossip to that. Is like yesterday I was at Sasha's house for her birthday, and she is married to the millionaire Michael Cudahy, who's closely related with the birth of Luxuria Music.
Yes.
And Eric Bonners was there, and Luxuria Music used to come out of his basement in Silver Lakes.
Ooh.
So we've been all sorts of crazy places with Eric Bonners. So all of our founding fathers are sticking together, and we're having a great time and playing silly music at their house and at yours. So I was really happy to see them. It was wonderful. And now we're going to celebrate the birthday of one Mr. Brian Jones, who had a difficult life. He was born Louis Brian Hopkins Jones, February 28th, 1942. Only lived to July 3rd, 1969. He was a Rolling Stone founder and British. They called the Rolling Stones at the beginning a British blues outfit. And he was the one who thought of the name, and he had a lot to do with what they were playing at first. And he played slide guitar and many other instruments. But as the Jagger Richards songwriting team progressed, he did feel somewhat marginalized. Anyway, he was born in, this is a Besting Park nursing home, in Cheltenham, Gloucestershire. This is what I'm trying to read that I can't read my own writing. An attack of croup at age 4 left him with lifelong asthma. His parents, Louis Blount and Louisa Beatrice, notice those are both LBs. That must mean something. We're Welsh. And Brian had two sisters. His dad was a piano teacher, and his mom played keys at church. So he was raised to be a musician. But he also starred in high school at badminton and diving. So you think like, that's what I think of when I think of Brian Jones. He did well in those exams with little effort. He disliked uniforms and forced conformatism, like the Rolling Stones. He had a kid in 1958 at 16 years of age, which was given up for adoption, and the whereabouts of that child are unknown. He got another girl pregnant in 1959. He pushed her to have an abortion, but the son was born and given up for adoption. And there were a couple more kids there too. Brian lived a bohemian lifestyle and wandered around Europe busking, those are quotes from Wiki, till he ran out of money and returned to the UK. He had a one-night stand in November 59 with a married woman and had another kid. Good genes and questionable behavior. But Jones never even knew about that kid before he died. He won a scholarship to Cheltenham Art College in 1961, but was kicked out 2 days later for being an, and I quote, irresponsible drifter. Basically, he's the founder of punk rock. His behavior is all like outsiderish and alternative. And he had a kid with Linda Lawrence, who later married Donovan. So that's kind of a nice heritage. And he introduced her to, he dated Nico. And then he introduced her to Andy Warhol. He dated Anita Pallenberg. It's just like, who actually left him for Keith Richards. So that's kind of sad. So it was a short life with lots of loving and sexing. And he had more partners than that and more kids. Anyway, this here, let's just get to how I'm finishing this, because there's a lot more to go. Oh, his last appearance was with the Stones was in 1968's Rock and Roll Circus. He was arrested for pot twice, yet escaped prison by judicial empathy. The judge said that he really found him an empathetic character and sorry, and felt sorry for him. His time with the Stones became increasingly unproductive and sometimes adversarial. Even Mick Jagger says that. And he died at 27 in his swimming pool. Sounds like today for some people. And but anyway, I'm going to play you the songs he's the most closely associated with. Some of them are dated to, they're credited to Nanker Fledge, which is apparently an acronym for they're actually traditional, and they futster them a little bit. But these are songs that he's very closely identified with and has a songwriting credit with, and he did all sorts of, okay, I'll bore you with one more quick story. I was there in London when I was like 15 or something, you know, has privileged parents send their kids to Europe. I was with one of my brothers and one of my sisters, and we went all over Europe, and it was those one night, one town things. So I was staying across the street from the Rolling Stones doing a memorial to Brian Jones in Hyde Park. And on that day, they took us to the Tower of London. I was walking home from the tour, and I said, what is that? And it was all the people leaving from that thing that I missed by about 2 hours. So here's some Brian Jones tribute songs.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes. Chauffeur drives your car, you let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Somebody in the chat just asked, what did Brian Jones die of? And it's they spend quite a time in Wikipedia trying to explain that, because he had terrible drug problems. He was an alcoholic. He had diseases because of that. But when he passed away in his swimming pool, this is poetic to me. This is actually kind of perfect for you if you have to die young. It was claimed by the doctors to be, quote, death by misadventure, end quote. That's like a strange poem that's peculiarly apt to this wonderful, inspiring, crazy, and sad person. Now I'll play a couple more songs that he's closely associated. All the credits for these songs are very weird, like sometimes Jagger and Richard take them, even though they're stolen from other songs. And sometimes Brian is credited in some places, but discredited at others. But in Wiki, it says he had something to do with the composition or the arrangements of all these songs. Live.
Baby, you make me feel all right. You make me feel, oh, yes indeed, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. I'm all right. I'm all right, children. I'm all right. I'm all right, children. I feel all right. Don't you make me feel so good? Oh, come on, darling, all night long. I feel alright, all night long. I feel alright, I feel alright, I feel alright. I feel so good, I feel alright. I feel so good, I feel alright. Take a ride down. Just take a ride down and go ahead, mess around. Woo, yeah. Come on, baby. Come on, children. Come on, children. So good. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, yeah.
So, you know, Brian Jones played with the Rolling Stones right through Between the Buttons, and so he played instruments in all sorts of crazy Beatles-type songs and Rolling Stones-type songs, but the songs he's credited with writing do not have the most complex lyrics, arrangements, or melodies. Here's one called Stoned that I think was one of those things where the Rolling Stones recorded because they were kind of futzing on their contract again. They love doing that. Anyway, here comes Stoned. Co-credited to Brian Jones.
Stoned.
here's a song that he's credited with too that is a little more melody and lyric specific. It's not very chipper. He had an interesting life. Dare I say these words? I might be too old. Wasn't that a funky jam?
Funky jam.
It's not something I cook. I don't cook. So in any case, here we are at another little break. I'm going to play some more fabulous soundtracks before we get to our last couple of birthdays. And I'm going to let Kat take the mic for a little minute.
And we're delighted that we have three sponsors this afternoon mm-hmm. for Pepperland Spice Rack, but we need three more, friends. It's 128. We need three more people to go to store.luxuriamusic.com, take a gift for yourself, an album, a 45, whatever looks good to you. You can even look at all the other stores. We have a new t-shirt you might be interested in. We have our Luxuria Music t-shirts as well with the Kevin Kidney designed logo on the front. And these new t-shirts we have the Kevin Kidney designed logo on the back, along with the 54321 logo. So we really would love to hear from you, and especially with those t-shirts, the new ones, they're in pre-order. So it's going to be freshly printed just for you. Go to store.luxurymusic.com. Today is the last day of our drive, and we need to raise $33,000 so Christian has a place to do his show.
And otherwise, I will wheedle even more intensely during every single show for the next year. So you can save yourself from that if you just contribute a little more today.
All you have to do is mention the store during your show, and we're not driving, right?
Yeah.
Do you wheedle? Let me know.
It's a lifestyle. So, So where am I going now? We're just going to play a couple more film soundtracks for you right now. And I think the first one is from a movie called Angel, Angel, Down We Go. Just imagine what that's about. And it's called Angel, Angel, Down We Go. How about that?
Woohoo!
Angel, angel, down.
Short little song. Here's another song from a crazy movie. It's called Absolute Beginners, and the song is Absolute Beginners.
Beginners. we're certain to succeed.
I can stand that this song is beautiful, but I can stand to fade it during the sax solo because we have to go to Lynn Redgrave. What is she singing? I lost my track where I am. I'll press the button. Oh, here it is. Lynn Redgrave. It's from a movie called Smashing Time, and it's called While I'm Young, and it's only 2 minutes long. And then we'll get to some more fabulous birthdays like Karen Carpenter, and, you know, maybe a little guy named Lou Reed.
Thing, but I'm young. I'm a fool, but I'm cool. Don't put me down. I don't read, but I'm young. I'm built for speed, 'cause I'm young. I'm a fool, but I'm cool. I'm not a clown. Don't give a thing if you don't think that I'm around. I don't walk, but I'm young. I never talk, 'cause I'm young. I won't cry if I die while I'm too young. Yeah, baby, I'm so young. Yeah, baby, I'm so young. Yeah, baby, I'm still so young. I can't sing, but I'm young. Do a thing, but I'm young. I'm a fool, but I'm cool. Don't put me down. Don't give a fig if you don't think that I'm around. I don't walk, but I'm young. I never talk, 'cause I'm young. I won't cry if I die while I'm still young.
Okay, the show is just rushing by, so, and I have to get to Karen Carpenter and Lou Reed and do some more crazy soundtracks. So, Kat, feel free to let Ray just shine on.
I don't have anything. It was like, we got 20 minutes left of the show, and it's just been kind of quiet in the store. Of course, we would love to hear from you, but I'm just going to say the same old thing over and over again.
I know, but I think it's more fun when you do it than if I have to say it.
Wouldn't it be more fun if we could thank people? Wouldn't you like to know who's listening all over the world, like by name? Think about it.
Wait, who did you say designed the t-shirt? Kidney?
Kevin Kidney.
Is that a real name?
Yes.
What an amazing name that is. Wouldn't you want to own a t-shirt by someone named Kevin
Kidney?
He's
a Disney designer. He's actually a friend of Chuck's.
Oh, well,
Anchorage,
Alaska. If he designs for Disney, I know that name isn't real.
It is real. Santa Clara's listening. And oh my gosh, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rio Grande, Argentina, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Bangor, Maine, and nice people in Vermont who we love are listening, and Quebec. all over the world. We would love to know who you are so we can say thank you, thank you, thank you. Please go to store.luxurymusic.com so we can acknowledge you, sponsor friends.
And accept your charitable contributions to a very artistic and loving community.
Yes, and we're your community.
Yes. So we can move on from that for now because I'm going to make Kat do that one more time before we close the show. But right now we're going to have a tribute to, I'm going to put these two tributes together because we're running out of time. And these two tributes, they both deserve a whole 2 hours to themselves. So first is Karen Ann Carpenter, born March 2nd in 1950. Unfortunately, she left us February 4th, 1983. She was born in New Haven, Connecticut. She was her family moved to Downey, California. She studied drums in high school, and she was in the school marching band. She joined the Long Beach State Choir after graduating from high school. Her dad, Herbert Bertram Carpenter, was born in Wuzhou, China. I don't know how to pronounce that. W-U-Z-H-O-U. Wuzhou. And he was the son of missionaries. Her brother Richard happened to be the other carpenter in the Carpenters. So they act, and he was a child prodigy at the piano. So they were a very musical family. Lots more I didn't have time to get into because I was rushing to pick up the records and leave for the show. They got signed to A&M in 1969 and then became the wonderful delivery of all these magical Carpenter songs. This is the sad part about her death. She was 5'4". And they claimed that once they made it on television, she was hard to see behind her drum kit. So she moved to the front of her drum kit, and people began to realize that she was alarmingly losing weight at a very rapid pace. And she was all obsessively dieting, many of them due to medications that were not controlled as they are now. And she was 91 pounds in 1975. And so later she died of cardiac arrest, but it was given to her self-consciousness about her appearance when she was beautiful. And she also gave us all these songs, and no wonder they usually have a twinge of sort of, even if they're supposed to be uplifting, they're always kind of sad, but they're some of my favorite records ever made.
Again.
So some debate in the chat about who that was written by, but I have it credited as written by Leon Russell, and I've played it for him on his birthday every time we celebrate that here. So now I'm going to play another really sad one from Karen, and then we're going to move on to Lou Reed, and then we're going to have a few more little soundtracks, and then the show will be over, and it'll be time for Paisley Underground Consortium. But I hope to beat them in donations, so get in there and send me a dollar. And let's just misstep a little bit during this next song.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day love is forgotten, I'll go on as best I can. Say goodbye to love.
Okay. Just I have to get to Lou Reed really quick before our last little pledge drive break before the end of the show. So it's Mr. Lou Reed. You already know all about him. Born March 2nd, 1942. Left us, unfortunately, October 27th, 2013. Velvet Underground. I'm not playing any of their stuff. I play it on other people's birthdays. In Wiki's moderate quote about the Velvet Underground is it's one of the most influential bands of all history. And basically he was inventing or at least founding the possibility of alternative or underground music, rock, and a predated punk by a few years, but he became a punk saint god inspiration. And he was, I'll just skip to this part. He was tantalizingly evasive about his sexuality. He's like everybody thought he was bi, but he would not claim either way. And so the weird thing is his lack of being specific about his sexuality actually made people feel freer to have quote unquote alternative lifestyles. I'm not sure that was me and Lance because we were already out in high school, but for a lot of other people. And he was married a couple times. He was in a love relationship with performance artist Laurie Anderson, who I saw at Mercer Arts Center. He died of hepatitis, diabetes, and liver cancer all at once, and supposedly drugs are involved. So let's play a couple songs by him, and then we'll get to the next pledge before the show closes. And then I'll play a really great soundtrack right afterwards.
Vicious. You want me to hit you with
Okay, all the kids from the Paisley Underground Consortium are in the room, so they're going to be right with you right after I play the theme song from Bedazzled. Oh, there goes Lou Reed. He won't shut up unless I turn off the album. So happy Oscar Day. I hope that my show made it more bearable, and thank you for keeping Luxurious still on the air, and we'll be begging for the rest of the day. So in any case, here's a little theme song from Bedazzled, and the Paisley kids are going to be on in just a second.